What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm Patty Kinsbach. And oh no, we have an announcement to make.
Yeah, it's a pretty big announcement for us.
Yes.
You know, we've been producing podcasts now for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
111 of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed each week bringing you the real story of our lives living and traveling full-time in a motorhome.
All the things we've been going through sometimes and there.
Absolutely. You know, the good stuff and the bad stuff. Because, you know, I've said before that the internet likes to glorify this.
Yeah.
Oh, you really got to go and live in an RV, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's a downside to it.
Right.
And we've covered just about everything you can imagine. Also, we have met some really amazing people.
Oh, my gosh. We have. I think that's what I like the most about this lifestyle is all the people that we meet.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
It really is. But that being said, we have made the decision to stop podcasting.
Yep.
And kind of hear us out a little bit here. We've had about 250,000 downloads of our podcasts. A lot of people listening, not only in America, but places around the world. And it took us a lot to decide not to do this anymore. But we've covered a lot of ground, and basically now everybody has an audio library in which to learn about what we learned the hard way of doing this.
Yes, and we kind of don't want a deadline anymore.
No, we don't. We don't want any strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
We've realized that, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to travel and to be able to do this life.
Yeah.
And not having a deadline of a podcast each week and, you know, maybe finding somebody to interview or coming up with a subject, it's really going to take some pressure off us, and we'll be enjoying traveling a lot more now.
Right.
And that's what we want.
Yes.
I mean, this is our last podcast, but we're not going to stop traveling. And we'll still be active on social media like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. But we've made the decision that it's time for us to travel together and just be free of everything.
Yep.
It's a lot of work producing podcasts.
It really is.
But I'll tell you, it sure has been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And just thank you, all of you who have followed and listened. We appreciate that so much.
It's been a lot of fun working with the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper.
Yep.
Writing a column for them and podcasting, being on their platform. That really put us in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they're amazing people.
Just
nicest people that you want to work for.
Oh, just terrific.
And work with.
Mm-hmm.
We got to thank Jim and Melinda Mantell. They're friends of ours who've been friends for like 40 years.
Yeah, they gave us some pretty good podcasts.
They did, and they started doing this about 5 months after us, and they lived and traveled full-time in an RV for about 2.5 years and found their place in Florida.
Yep, they're in the Villages. They settled down. They sold the RV, and they're...
I don't think they really settled down.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they sold the RV, and they're living a different life. But that was one of their goals when they started doing this, to find a place where they wanted to live.
Yep.
Michelle and David Brown.
Oh.
We met them. They actually met in a harvest host while RVing.
Separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were both single and...
they got married.
Yes.
So
I love that.
They were in episode number 39. We interviewed them. And then we met them.
We did.
Met them in, was it Sedona?
It was, in the Sedona area.
Right.
When we were at the campground. We were right next to them, so.
We did another podcast.
We did another one.
And that's number 53.
Yep.
So it's real, and we become good friends.
Yes.
So we correspond a lot with them.
Yeah, and of course there's Jeff and Steph.
Oh my gosh.
Of Jeff and Steph's Excellent Adventure.
Yes. They are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they quit RVing.
Yes, they did. And but they found themselves a nice little home in Wyoming.
In Wyoming, yeah. Totally different than Florida.
They're experiencing winter right now.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it.
Yes.
But you know what? They love it.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Another really interesting couple that we met were Scott and Lynn Taylor.
Oh, my gosh.
They are in episode number 55.
Yes.
They lived in Paradise, California until a horrible wildfire wiped out their town.
Oh, what a story.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Whew, they escaped just in time.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They were loading up all their stuff into their RV, getting ready to leave, and they could hear propane tanks blowing up as the wildfire came closer and closer to them. But they're doing well now. They live in the Phoenix area.
They do.
So it's cool.
And they love it. They absolutely love it.
But we've had quite a few adventures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started this because when we started RVing, we found out that it was not all the flash and glamour that a lot of people said it was.
Yeah.
You know, we had some problems. Episode number 5 and 6. Like, for instance, when our Norcold refrigerator failed, it was brand new.
Oh, it was brand new, and it died for a month. I couldn't get it fixed.
Yeah, and that's a real big issue with RVing, and that is getting good service.
Oh.
It has improved, but yeah, getting good service is really the key.
We almost stopped RVing then.
Oh,
you know, we were both saying to each other, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
And that was because we had just gotten a recall on the Ford chassis of our Baystar.
Yeah, so we were going through that at the same time.
Right, trying to get the rear end rebuilt.
Yes.
And they had 16,000 of those that they had to do. And of course, oh, we don't have the parts yet. And, of course, we're all filled up with RVs right now, so we had to wait on that.
Yeah.
We actually got that done in Torrington, Wyoming, but they didn't do a very good job.
No, they kind of messed it up, I think.
Yep. And sure enough, all the warning lights came on when we had left there for Montana, and we eventually found a place in Portland that fixed the rear end.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, that truck place, that Ford Truck Service Center.
Oh, they were great.
Was fantastic. You know, he said, okay, we'll get to you in about 2 weeks, but here's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, could we take it up to Mount St. Helen and just do a real short trip there? And the guy looks at me and says, Jeff, axle fluid is leaking into your brakes. The answer is no. Go and sit somewhere for 2 weeks and we'll get you in here.
Yeah.
So, and they did.
Yeah.
But we figured out real quick what this is all about.
Yeah, but then after that, we left and went down the west coast of Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful.
It was incredible.
Oh, it was so much fun.
That was podcast number 7 and 8.
Yes.
I still think back to those days. I mean, I know we've just been doing this for 3 years, but I would do that trip again.
I know.
Because it was so much. And we winged it.
We did.
You know, remember we didn't have any campsites set up.
Yes.
You found some places right on the water for us.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was so beautiful. The scenery is incredible over there.
I mean, it's one of those places, the West Coast and especially Oregon, where, you know, you're stopping every 5 minutes getting out and taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so amazing.
Yeah, I remember we took that wrong turn. Well, I kind of didn't tell you where to turn. And we ended up in a park. It was right on the ocean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when we turned around, we're going by this parking lot, and all these people were over at the cliff, you know, looking down. And we thought, well, we got to stop and see what they're looking at.
Right, because that's a big indication that there is something very good to look at.
Yeah, so we pulled over the RV in this big parking lot, and we ran over, and oh my gosh, I've never seen so many sea lions in one place.
Yeah, there were sea lions on the little islands and the rocks that were right off the shore in the Pacific Ocean. It was incredible.
There were hundreds of them,
and
they were all making their noise, and it was just so much fun.
It was really cool.
And then after that, we were heading for Los Angeles, and we damaged our steps.
Yeah.
Little did we know we were in wine country.
Yeah, that was funny. That was the Russian River near Healdsburg, California.
Yeah.
And we had pulled into a Thousand Trails RV park, and the curb was broken, and make a long story short, we banged the steps on the curb, and it really ripped them back.
Yeah.
It tore up some of the fiberglass on the RV.
Right, and that's episode 9, so we talk all about it there.
Yeah, and it was quite an adventure. But then we found out, oh my God, we're in wine country.
Yes. So we ended up staying for a while.
Yes.
We had to anyway to get it fixed, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Patty was like, yeah, take your time fixing those steps.
Yeah.
Another place that was really cool that we went to and we really loved was Rincon Parkway near Ventura.
That was beautiful.
What an incredible place.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's in episode number 10.
That was right on the ocean.
That's also where Patty threw her iPhone accidentally away in a dumpster. That was the first time I went dumpster diving.
Oh, that was awful.
It was
so bad.
But we sure have had a lot of good adventures.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to having more.
Oh, we are, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, another episode that is really worth checking out when you get a chance is number 28. When we interviewed the investigator in Ohio of Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you listen to this and it's like, whoa, you know, there might be something to this.
Yeah.
Out in the Pacific Northwest, up in Michigan, all across the top of the country, you see signs about Bigfoot, you know, and there'll be signs Bigfoot crossing. And then, of course, if you pull in and, you know, go to a diner or a gas station, it's all Bigfoot merchandise.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It is. It's really funny.
But you never know.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see. Who else did we meet that we really like? Kurt Lombardi.
Oh, the weatherman.
Mm-hmm. From the National Weather Service. He's retired now, but he had us meet him at the National Weather Service and gave us a fantastic tour and a podcast. And, you know, once again, it's so important to keep your eye on the weather when you're doing this.
Oh, the weather is so important when you're doing this,
mm-hmm.
especially when you get out in the spring and east with the tornadoes and, oh.
Just everywhere.
Yeah, well, true, yeah.
You know, I was reading recently about a lot of the slot canyons, and we want to go back to Utah really bad.
Yes.
And go through some of those slot canyons because we didn't have time the last time. And you've got to be really careful of the weather. You've
yes.
got to know the weather, I mean, for like 150 miles around.
Yeah, because those
flash floods.
Flood, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know what I really liked was episode number 52 with Ed Pardee and Shirley Diamond.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
And we met them in Tucajari, New Mexico
yes.
on Route 66.
Yeah. He was so nice. They were right next to us, and he was just... It was so fun talking to him because he used to fly airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a company that he sold high-end airplanes and jets. He actually flew them, too. He
yeah.
flew all over the world. He flew over everything from place to place. Then after he retired, he decided to travel in an RV just so he can see all the places on the ground that he missed.
Oh, he was a character.
Oh, he was. He was
amazing.
Really, he was so sweet. And Shirley, oh my God, they were so nice. Shortly after that, we were going through Phoenix, and they invited us over for dinner.
Yeah, they did.
We went to their house for dinner.
It was, oh, what a place.
Beautiful big home.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what? Ed is such a character.
Yeah.
When we first met him and we were talking, you know, Ed, you'd be a great guy to sit down and have a podcast with. He said, well, you know, come on over to our rig around 5 o'clock and we'll have a cocktail. So we get to his house in Phoenix mm-hmm. and it's around 5 o'clock and there's Ed. He's pouring his Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I fix you?
Yeah.
You know? Great people.
Oh, they're so nice.
But these are the kind of people you meet when you travel.
I know.
When you're on the road.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, another place that we went that I really enjoyed, the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes. I love it up there.
I'm telling you, man, it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Other people that we met, let's see, Jimmy and Sandy Phelan of Trying Something New.
I couldn't believe it. We were there in Las Vegas, and we're sitting in the RV, and we can see out the front window this motorhome pull in.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these colors and all decorated, and
yeah.
the woman who was driving the vehicle behind comes out of the van And she has a pink mohawk.
She has a pink mohawk.
With a shaved head.
Right.
With a pink mohawk.
And they have kids.
And it was like...
Patty was like, oh my God. And I said, you know what? We got to meet these people.
Yeah.
And we did.
He ran out and he's like, I got to go meet them.
But
they are so nice.
They are. They're incredible people. They are extreme. They probably are the most successful social media people.
Yeah.
We've ever met.
Yeah.
I mean, they have made a lot of money. But you know what? They work for it. They're the hardest working people on social media.
And they know what they're doing. They know how to do all that. It's really cool.
And they helped us a lot. They gave us some tips. And they're very generous, very nice people.
Very nice. And that was episode 68.
Yeah. Check that out if you get a chance.
Yeah.
How about episode number 72 with Traveling Robert?
Oh, that was fun. And now we met him at a dump station.
We met him at a dump station.
At Picacho Peak National Park.
So
yeah.
Here you are in a state park and you're dumping your waste tanks and another RV pulls up next to us.
Because you go next to each other.
Yeah. And he's using the other side of the facility and gets out.
Oh my gosh, it's Traveling Robert.
So we're all laughing that, you know, of all places to meet, we meet in a dump station, you know?
Yeah.
But he recently had an amazing trip to Alaska.
Oh, he went this past summer to Alaska. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm glad we met him.
I mean,
just amazing.
Yes.
Some other people that we were able to interview, a good friend of mine for 50 years, rock star manager David Spiro, in episode 93.
Yes.
That's really worth listening to. David has managed a lot of big names in the rock world. And the stories are just incredible.
Yeah, that was so fun. I could have talked to him forever.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he had so many stories.
And then afterwards, we're talking to David, and he's, you know, rattling off another story. I said, why didn't you tell us that on the podcast?
Yeah, Jeff, put the record back on, But speaking of rock stars, how about Mark and Julie Bennett of RV Love?
You know what? They are, in my mind, the rock stars of the RV world.
Yes.
They have written several books.
Yes.
They have a fantastic website, rvlove.com. Their blogs are just amazing.
Yes.
They have so much information about RVing, and it is so intelligently and intricately written.
Yes. Now, that was episode 64.
Yeah.
And we couldn't believe it when we saw them in the campground. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to meet them.
Nice people.
Oh, they're so nice.
Yeah. And I highly recommend if you've just been listening to all of this and thinking about RVing, definitely rvlove.com is a place to go to get great information.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, those are the high points, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many other people that we met and we talked to and we interviewed. And
great people and great stories.
You know what, though? I've got to mention Desiree Barr. We interviewed Desiree and her husband, Zach, on episode 108. They are taking life by the bars on Instagram and TikTok. She shares her amazing story of how she found and met her biological father after growing up with a family that thought she was theirs.
Yeah, it's an incredible story.
Oh my gosh, don't miss that.
Yeah. Hey, a little shout out to Frederick Barber. He's an author. He wrote a book called Lifescapes. It might interest you. Find your place, live your dream, and profit in the process.
Yes, great book.
Yeah, it really is.
I've started reading it. I love it.
He put us in the book as well.
Uh-huh.
What a shameless plug.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, you can find us on social media, Instagram.
Yep, rockinthervlife.com. And like Patty says, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're on all of them. Facebook under my name, Jeff Kinsbach. You can find me on Instagram as well. I just started a series of really cool things about old rock songs that you don't hear on the radio anymore.
Yeah, you're doing music now. I like that.
So it keeps me busy.
Yep.
Plus, I love music. So.
Yes.
All right. Time is up. This is our last podcast.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Thank all of you so much. We wish all of you very good health and happiness. I mean, that is so important. Get it while you can because life is so short, you know?
Yeah.
Want to thank everybody at the Plain Dealer, Mike and Mark and Michael and Nancy and so many people that really helped us and Cleveland.com.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
So no more podcasts, but we'll be active on social media. So we're just going to mosey on off into the sunset now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Does that involve a glass of wine?
Ooh. Absolutely. Let's go.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.